Yo, what's up? It's late, but I got a new air conditioner, so sleeping like a baby. It was got a new air conditioner yesterday, went to Lowe's. They wanted to charge $80 to have it delivered, but then they said they wouldn't even deliver it because on a fifth floor walk up, like, nobody's walking up those stairs with an air conditioner. Guess who did? That's right, Chris Laker did. Carried 12,000 BTUs of five, and I'm saying this, and the apartments in this building have high ceilings, so it's not even just like five regular flights of stairs. It's pretty high. Carried it up, put it in. So I'm pretty strong. Don't mess with me. So that was you maybe hear the humming. The Frigidaire 12,000 BTUs, keeping the whole place comfortable. Okay, I just could get into the news. I don't know what else to talk about. I'm just so happy about this air conditioner. Let's see what's going on. Hello. Golden State Warriors won the basketball championship, so good. I didn't really have a preference, really, but Cleveland seemed like they really wanted it, and that's it. But didn't. Whatever. They won stuff, right? J.P. Morgan Chase pulls NBC News ads over Megyn Kelly's interview with Alex Jones. People are crazy over this Alex Jones interview, and Alex Jones is absolutely a piece of shit. And I don't think people should know who he is. He's got famous for saying Sandy Hook wasn't real. That's his big hit. Because lots of people said, 9/11 is an inside job and there's other conspiracy theories. But to say Sandy Hook, that these children that were murdered was staged and their parents are crisis actors? I guess it's because it looked like there was like a selfie picture of them in a car, like, hey, look at us, it's me. It's like, you know, people interview Charles Manson in prison, but it's not like this light, like, let me get a selfie with Charles Manson. So I think that's why people are mad about it. And Alex Jones, I don't know, just fuck that guy in the fucking ear. All right. Verizon completes a $4.48 billion acquisition of Yahoo. Marissa Mayer leaves with $28 million. Why is Yahoo worth any fucking money? Like, what's happening at Yahoo that, is it Flickr? What's worth $4.4 billion in 2017? And the CEO of Yahoo, who was supposed to make it some relevant brand, and I think maybe change the font slightly, Yeah, listen, I was all about Yahoo back in 99 2000 2000. Yahoo was, you know, I had a Yahoo email address. Come on, man. Yahoo's dead. What is Verizon gonna do? Well, good for Yahoo, I guess. They somehow convinced Verizon it was worth the money. And I guess if you have Verizon, now you have free Yahoo News. Maybe they didn't know that was already free. Maybe they didn't realize all the services of Yahoo were already free, that they thought that, oh, we'll get... well, you could pay for no ad. Whatever. Portland police says suspect name, sex assault kit. Name, sex assault kit in 2011, but it took 5 years to test evidence. I don't feel like reading that. That sounds like a complicated story, but get with it, Portland. Test your stuff quicker. That's my advice. U.S. cancels new production for endangered. U.S. cancels new protection. I'm sorry, I'm dyslexic. For endangered whales and sea turtles. Oh, is this like, is this more of MAGA? This is more of making. I don't know. This news site looks suspect, though. Reddit News sometimes. I worry about the sources, but I don't doubt it, but I don't want to be saying something that's not true. It's particularly after Trump was tweeting about fake news today, because he doesn't understand what that word means. But let's not get into a whole Trump thing. I just like to say, as always, fuck that guy. Minnesota police chief arrested an underage sex trafficking sting. Minnesota. How can you be so cold? It's terrible. The sheriff of Walnut Grove. No, this was the sheriff. Walnut Grove police chief. Okay, Walnut Grove, this is, Walnut Grove, if you're not, I'll fuck your pop-up in the fucking ear, Jesus, Verizon pop-ups everywhere, and it's like, and there's no X to get rid of it, okay, Sheriff, Walnut Grove is where they lived on Little House on the Prairie, which you probably never saw, but was a TV show a long time ago. Western Minnesota police was arrested as part of a covert operation aimed at underage sex trafficking. Arrest one of three men arrested. I never had any thing that would lead me to believe that he was somebody who could do something like this. Yeah, you didn't see that coming? It was Redwood County Attorney Stephen Collins. He didn't seem like the sex trafficking type. I didn't think he would sex traffic children. And just, you know, you feel like you could see that in somebody. Well, that's how you get away with it. I wonder if this guy had, he looks like he's smiling in the mug. Well, he's not smiling, but he doesn't look shocked. Well, stay out of Walnut Grove. Well, I guess unless if you're a child, keep your, or have a child. Well, I guess now it's okay. Where are we at here on time? Oh, 10 minutes? That's enough for today, right? Do you really want me to read more news? Probably not. Like, this is enough of this bullshit. Like, I don't need to keep going. I mean, where how am I going to top a police chief child sex trafficker? I mean, that sounds like the most shocking news I'm going to find for today. So, I'm going to go. But I will be back, of course, tomorrow. That's the great thing about ending. Tomorrow will be fine. Today, you know, here it is. All right? So, I'll talk to you tomorrow. As always, feel free to email me, chris@chrislaker.com. Maybe I'll go back to the recorder. Does this sound any worse? Does anybody care? I'm recording through my phone, and I kind of like it. But maybe it's not as good as the other. Maybe I'll switch back. I don't know. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you.